maybe looking at my industrial engineering background a little bit, I think about, hey, if we could save 3 minutes of a person's day, but save that 3 minutes 40 times a year, mm-hmm. we're saving 120 minutes now out of their year. And that's enough for me to say that's valuable.
Hello, and welcome to the Daktronics Experience Podcast. I'm Justin Oxner, here with Matt Anderson. As we continue to innovate and expand the capabilities and uses of our AllSport Pro, we're joined by Chris Johnson, Sport Show Product Manager for Daktronics. He shares the details of the product and what's new for our customers. We're here today with Chris Johnson. Chris, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well, guys. How are you?
We're doing fantastic. Matt, how you doing over there?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking.
So, Chris, we've heard some things coming out about AllSport Pro, and we've done some advancements with it, done some changes with it. We'll dig into that. But first, you've been on the podcast four times before?
This will be fourth, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
How about you
reoccurring.
Reoccurring, yes. How about we give an update for the listeners of your role with Daktronics?
Sure. Yeah. So I am a sports show product manager at Daktronics. That means that, I don't just manage things like the AllSport. Those are one of my key critical areas that I do manage, but also making sure that customers are comfortable with the control system that they're in, whether that be at the high school level or at our larger venue levels, whether it be the college and professional level, making sure that, you know, things like data interfaces connect to our scoring consoles, that things that come out of our scoring consoles, like what goes to a TV truck or a streaming provider, is what they are looking for, and that the customer themselves, when they're buying that system from us, know what they're buying and are confident with it. So obviously the scoring console is probably one of the most critical things at the venue, but there are peripherals of that too that are exciting to work with too, but I really enjoy working with that end of things at Daktronics as well.
And how long have you been at DAK, Chris?
Boy, it's been 6 years now since I started out as an intern. So I'm still kind of a baby compared to probably a lot of the other Daktronics employees that you've talked to, but definitely have gotten some experience ever since my internship. Yeah, and I think the internship, I know I've probably talked about this podcast before, but you know, the internship provided me so much experience on the ground, and really, whether it be even watching over someone's shoulder at a game or being at a convention and knowing how to fire things up, that helped me so much when I got into product management, because, you know, I already had so much of a feel for the real world, right? Like, not what we're necessarily shipping from our level, but how it's actually being used was one of those things that I learned so much with the internship. So yeah, 3 years as an intern and 3 years in product management now. It's been a really fun ride for sure.
That's awesome. And I mean, you said internship, it makes me think of like college and schooling. Was there like a major that said, hey, I want to be in charge of control systems, so I went into this major? Or what was your major that led into your position?
Yeah, so I went to Iowa State University, and I was really interested in Iowa State because of their sales engineering minor. I actually majored in industrial engineering, and industrial engineering really does allow you to do a lot of different things, whether it be product management, whether it be working more on the manufacturing side or on the business side. So that was really allowed me to have a lot of different tools and traits coming out of school with the industrial engineering major. But the sales engineering minor was really intriguing to me, and I really enjoyed, as that allowed me to have a little bit more of a business perspective, a little bit more of a customer facing perspective to my engineering skills that I was learning, even down to just how to, you know, structure a sales presentation or just a PowerPoint, right? I may sell to customers externally, but I'm also internally trying to sell ideas all the time, right? And so I think I view myself as a salesperson every day, right? Whether it be ever talking with a customer or not. I think that minor really helped me learn a lot about myself and about how I should talk about things. So I thought I had a really great education coming out of Iowa State that prepared me for this role for sure.
Yeah, I always think it's sometimes people hear these roles and they hear what people are doing and what they're doing for their careers, and they wonder, well, what'd you major in to get there? So yeah. I thought I'd dig into that a little bit.
Yeah, have you always heard of Daktronics too then, Chris? I know we're spending a while here on the origin story, but when you were in college, how did you hear about Dak? Have you always known about it? Kind of how did that go?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, growing up playing youth sports, playing basketball, baseball, football, like, you know, it was always Daktronics that was the scoreboard. And I remember when our high school got a video board. Why is that a high school? When they got their video board, it was like, whoa, I didn't even, you know, I hadn't really thought about that at the high school level, but that was right at the time where video boards were coming more to the high school level. So I was familiar with Daktronics before I probably even got to college. And then when I got to college, you know, looking with that sales engineering minor, I'm like, boy, is there any company out there that would have a mixture of, you know, some sales, some engineering, and like the icing on the cake would be to work at sports, right? Like,
yeah.
I think a lot of people would be like that, right? And so when Daktronics showed up on the list for the career fair, I believe it was my sophomore year or junior year, I was like, oh, that actually could hit all that whole intersection, that could have all three of those. And so that, you know, was the first time I thought of it as, oh, I could work for that company, not just, oh yeah, the all sports, you know, I know that, you know, I know those consoles, I know the scoreboards. So, you know, things kind of transpired through the career fair that I think fall 2017. And then, you know, I was able to come on as an intern in January of 2018. So yeah, it definitely flipped as more of a consumer to really being part of the producer now, you know? So that was really fun to think of it in a different way.
Yeah. You found a home here at Daktronics. We're glad that you did. Aww, sounds like it go. Fits perfectly there.
That's good. Justin.
And, yeah. And now you know all about quite a few different products that you're kind of overseeing. One of them is the All Sports Pro, and that's what we're kind of want to talk about today, the new things we've got going on with that. But first, can you give us just that high level view of what is the All Sport Pro?
Yeah. So again, as I mentioned, right, like I think a lot of people are familiar with our All Sport consoles, and maybe specifically the All Sport 5000, right? When I was, you know, scoring basketball games as a kid or baseball games or whatever, it was always that All Sport 5000 console. And that thing has been around for quite a while. But, you know, in terms of reliability and consistency and trustworthiness, the All Sport 5000 really belongs in that conversation of like the most trustworthy things that have run events for forever, right? And so we were looking at that and said, okay, that there's a lot of good things about the All Sport 5000. There's no doubting that. But we would love to bring a more modern user interface to people who maybe haven't used scoring consoles a lot in their lives, or really make it more of a consumer good to say, okay, when I sit down at you know, a basketball game or a football game, I can feel pretty comfortable within a couple of minutes of clicking around on this user interface to score a game. And that's really what All Sport Pro is trying to accomplish, right? Whether it be a tablet or a laptop or a phone or any really digital interface, you can use it for All Sport Pro, but giving them more of just kind of a touchscreen or kind of a, you know, LCD look to our All Sport console, so that it's a little bit more, I think, consumable for somebody who's new. And for existing users, right, trying to take our All Sport 5000 features and do more with it, right? With it being software, there's a lot of things that we can add and a lot of cool tips and tricks that we can put into what was our All Sport 5000 and I think do even more with that, right? And so the All Sport Pro is really just kind of our newer scoring console that is trying to iterate on what we were already really good at, I think, with the All Sport 5000.
Okay. And what's the latest thing that we've done with the All Sport Pro? I've heard some rumblings about hockey.
Oh, sure. Sure. Yeah. And there were really two goals, especially when I took over with All Sport Pro, that we wanted to accomplish. One was to fill out kind of our sport offering, at least for the sports that we support the most. And the two that were really hanging out there for a while were hockey and baseball. And you know, I think we were looking at it last year at the end of the calendar year, we were really proud with the work that we did last year, because we were able to do baseball and hockey in a calendar year and develop that and get that out to the market and really have people using it. So getting baseball and hockey done on the software side allowed us to kind of set across the board all of the sports that we support, really at a domestic level, but at an international level too. Those are really adding it into our sports of basketball, football, volleyball, wrestling, soccer, lacrosse, right? All those good sports we were able to add. And then looking at this hardware set, which we can get into in a little bit here, was kind of our second goal. But first, making sure we had all the sports right and the amount of sports was what set us on the path for, okay, let's look at the hardware set and how we can make that better next.
Yeah, that's a joke that Justin and I keep like to say is sold all sport is for all sports now. Is that okay? What you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah, right. If we're going to call it that, it's like, okay, well, then we better, you know, we better have it figured out then on the all sport thing. So, yeah, again, it's a great name. It's something that we've really, I mean, All Sport 5000 was able to pretty much say that for a long time. And while there's always new sports coming out, yes. Right? I mean, it seems like there's always things that could happen. There's so many things that you could look at. Really getting those core sports that, you know, 95%, 99% of our customers use was our goal. Is All Sport Pro Pickleball ever in the
world? I was just going to say pickleball, Chris. I was going to ask if that was on the list.
You know,
there.
It's like, well, if the market asks for that enough, that's something we look at, right?
But right, right.
You can always play the next sport game with these things. So.
All right. Then you mentioned getting into kind of then the interface box, right? So it's, we got the software. Now we're making sure that we can support the different sports out there. So kind of what's in the hardware box here as we look towards that side of things?
Right. So there's, you know, looking at the software side is one thing. When I put iPad in front of somebody or a laptop in front of somebody, that's the user experience, right? And that's what really they interact with from a day-to-day basis. But the other interaction that people have with our all sport consoles is the setup and is the communication to all the things that they need at a facility. And so whether that be a fixed digit game clock or a shot clock or a video board, that is really what the hardware set is focused around, is on the back end. What do we need to make all of those things connect and be successful through All Sport Pro? And so the hardware set is really looking at, hey, you know, we kind of had this initial version of it, which worked great. It worked fine. But was there a way for us to simplify that a little bit to where maybe people had to have a few less things turned on at once? And we were able to reduce the setup time a little bit for that, you know, customer. Maybe looking at my industrial engineering background a little bit, I think about, hey, if we could save 3 minutes of a person's day, but save that 3 minutes 40 times a year, mm-hmm. we're saving 120 minutes now out of their year. And that's enough for me to say that's valuable, right? That's really valuable to do that. And so that's what the hardware set was more based around in this development, was, hey, how can we make it a little easier to set things up and build on something that was already consistent, but maybe just do it in a little less time on the setup side.
Yeah, that was some quick math there. Good work.
I was hoping I got that right, because that was really quick for me.
Oh, yeah, you nailed it. And then you're saying all this is to just kind of improve the experience of what you've got set up there. It doesn't change anything that if somebody had the previous setup, the previous setup still works. It just is mm-hmm. building on that and trying to improve it?
Yeah, you know, the software for the most part stays the same. Obviously, there's tying up the connections from you know, the new hardware set on the software side, but it really doesn't change any of the sports, or it doesn't change any of the user interface sides. It's really saying, hey, in the past, we maybe had to have two or three things connected. Those things might have been a laptop, and it might have been an access point to create a Wi-Fi. What if we were to just put that in the box, where when you turned on the box, everything fired up at once, and you could talk directly to it with your iPad? That was really our goal when we looked at this a couple years ago on, hey, how do we make this better and how we make this easier for our consumers, was saying, let's just try to have less things that need to be turned on at once when they need to run a game. And on that allows us to say, okay, we can now kind of open up our scope to where we can take All Sport Pro 2 more consistently, because there's less configuration that we need to do on our side internally as well, right? And so that was what really the hardware interface was set around, was just the consistency of the interface keeping the same, but also just having less things that need to be turned on at once.
And you're talking about, you know, using either a monitor, keyboard, mouse, or an iPad to interact with this box. Kind of what is the box out there? Maybe just help paint a picture. Is the box something mm-hmm. next to it? Is it in a control rack? And what does it actually physically look like?
Yeah, you know, I think one thing that we always promise with our all sport consoles is that you're always going to have kind of those handheld timing switches. And for those who have used the all sport, they know exactly what I'm talking about. When we are scoring things like a basketball game, right, and you've got a shot clock and mm-hmm. a game clock, it's hard to do that on a touchscreen. I think all of us could agree with that. So what we did was we allowed still for those handheld timing switches to plug directly into that interface box, which then says, okay, that interface box is probably pretty close to the scoring operator. We want to have that be localized and we want to have that be easy for them to connect to, but we still want to offer those handheld switches because, I mean, you guys have probably seen people who at a scoring operator, you know, they're not even looking down at that handheld stop switch, right? Mm-hmm. They're just looking up at the clock and know instinctively when to turn it on and off. So we still wanted to keep that for people, right? But that hardware box can live close to that operator. It doesn't necessarily have to live on the table either, though. And I think that's another thing that we thought about going through this was trying to be cognizant of everything that's on the table. Again, we've all been at, you know, games and we've all been in the press boxes where there's a ton of PA sheets and stats laying around and laptops and we want to be cognizant of how much square footage we take up on the table. So we built that interface box to be very easy to put on a wall underneath the table or in the scorer's table, because you don't really need to have it up on the table by any means. Mm-hmm. You just want to have it close so you can feed the cables up is all.
Okay. And how does this work with different feeds, like maybe a TV output or an embedded TV feed? How does that fit into the box?
Yeah, I think that was actually one of the big software changes that we did make was another thing on the connection side was in the past to extract a TV feed, which I'll explain maybe a little bit what a TV feed is. You know, we've had a lot of different consumers of things like our game clock, our scoring data, who's, you know, what the home score and the guest score is. But, you know, a while ago, we had a lot of consumers, whether it be broadcast networks or streaming networks, saying, hey, could we just get something that's kind of normalized and is the same every time from you guys? And that was where we kind of built a TV feed. That's what we call it. And it's just essentially the same thing every time is coming across either the network or a cable to things like a truck dock or a TV network so that they can say, okay, what I was getting, you know, from a customer down in South Carolina is the same thing I'm getting from a customer at Oregon, right? Because we're sending the same thing. And that's where we really do provide that new TV feed coming right out of the scoring console, right? So that you don't have to have anything peripheral connected. It comes right out of this new All Sport Pro box. And so again, in just talking about the things that you need to have set up every day, the things that you need to turn on, having that actual TV feed come directly out of the scoring console was something we always wanted to do. And we were able to do that with the flexibility of this new hardware interface.
Yeah. And everything that's coming out of there, you said it's the same for TV feed, but that can also be streaming feeds and different things that are being shown through streaming services. And more sports are getting their streaming Oh, sure. things going and their audience can watch them wherever they're at. So that kind of feeds right into that, right?
Right. Yeah. And you know, that is becoming such an important thing, not just at the professional level anymore. I think maybe COVID kind of pushed this along, but high school live streaming is really taking off right now. And there's plenty of providers out there that are looking for feeds from us that are saying, hey, it'd be great if I didn't have to have a kid, you know, manually entering in the score and the game clock. And so that is something that we, you know, are seeing more of at the high school level is that they want the TV feed now. And that's great, right? That is also teaching those kids, this is what you're going to get at the higher level, and this is how you would produce a show at the higher level. You're going to go to the scoring provider, ask them for their TV feed, things like that. So, yeah, absolutely. It's something that we're seeing more at the high school level, and you know, we offer All Sport Pro quite a bit at the high school level. So this will fit in really nicely at that venue space for sure.
This is definitely something I was going to bring up, like you said, is that COVID definitely helped push it along. It was one of those I've kind of heard that the two main areas. One is, right, they realize the benefit of being able to do that because now family members in other states can watch things going on. But then also they realize it's really not that difficult to do and they can do it with not as much hardware maybe as they had expected. Is there If you can just give us like a high level overview, like how would that work? Is it what output comes out of this box? And then do they need a network to then send it out after that? Or how does that kind of work?
Yeah, so we really offer a couple different options for how you would consume the TV feed. There are a couple different ways, but one of them is just connecting to a serial cable. We all know this, but a lot of people trust just a straight up serial cable that connects directly from you to them, right? And there's nothing in between. We still offer that, and we still have the ability to have a serial cable output from this All Sport Pro console directly to provide a feed that way. If you wanted a TV feed over the network, we can do that as well. And that means that you can just essentially plug the All Sport Pro console into anywhere on your network. And then wherever you are else on the network, you can pull that TV feed down as well. And a lot of software companies and switching and streaming softwares have already built those sort of tools to pull that in, where they would recognize, okay, this is a Daktronics TV feed coming across my network or coming in over a serial cable. And so it's just really getting it to those people. That was the goal. And I think that the flexibility of having, hey, if you want to directly connect with a serial cable, you can do that. If you want to pull it down over the network, you can do that as well. And so it's really just, I think, mostly replicating what we did with other devices. We're just doing it with less amount of hardware now. And I think that's a huge win for us.
And talking about the different uses for the All Sport Pro, it kind of made me think of last year we went and did a on-site podcast with Sioux Valley High School, nearby here to Brookings. But while we were setting up, I looked over and they were having gym class in the, because we did it in the gym. And I can't remember exactly, Justin. There's some like incentivized thing where like the kids would run around and they had to get a certain number of laps in.
Yeah.
And if they got over a certain number, it was like you got free time or.
Yeah. It was total number of laps by the whole class. So every time they would come by for a lap, the touchpad was there, the iPad was there, and they would tap the up button to count another lap.
And it would go up on the scoreboard in the gym. So they were using the All Sport Pro during gym class to keep track of laps, essentially. But.
Yeah, you know, one thing that we've seen a lot of is just people using it for things like gym class or for practice, you know, with it being iPad or a tablet or whatever you fancy, you can use it wirelessly. So we have a lot of coaches that go down and say, oh, let me hit a button to go up to the video board, or let me run my practice timer app from here and show the kids that we're in the run the track segment or whatever, right? Yeah. So there are so many different use cases you can have for this, but the flexibility of the device was probably one of the larger things that allowed us to do that, to say, look, if you love your Android tablet, knock yourself out. If you love iPads, go ahead. Mm-hmm. But all you got to do is connect to our Wi-Fi and get on the app and you're good to go. So that flexibility has, I think, allowed for a lot more use cases, just like what you mentioned at Sioux Valley.
Yeah. We're talking about doing baseball, hockey, all these stats, and then we got lap counters for gym. So it kind of fits right into all these things.
No event is too big or too small.
There you go.
That's what the All Sport is supposed to be there for, right?
Yeah. So. It's like they thought of something and said, well, maybe we could use what we already have in the gym to do something like this. And they're like, oh, guess what? We can do that with our Daktronics products.
I think I even took a picture because I was like, Chris would get a kick out of this, like how they're using this.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, I would love nerding out about that stuff. Right? It's like if we already have the equipment and the software and the control to do that for them, and they're not instinctively thinking of using us for that, right? That's on us to say, hey, like you can use our stuff for a lap counter or for your segment time or whatever. You don't need to go out and get anything else or wheel in anything. It's all there. And I think that's on me and that's on us to say, hey, you know, this is exactly how you would use it for this use case. And like we've said, those use cases are just getting bigger and bigger and more and more things, right? So it's exciting to always try to think up of what the next thing is going to be. But that's where talking to people and talking to customers has always helped me the most to understand that.
Yeah, the opportunities for uses are out there, that's for sure. And it's very flexible. It can do multiple different things. So if somebody's thinking, hey, I don't have this, I want this, or they're saying, I currently have something similar, but I wanna get that box that's got everything in it with that one button to turn on instead of all these different buttons to turn on, how do they go about finding out how to take that next step with you?
Yeah, so I would reach out to your regional salesperson, whether you're at the high school level or you're at a university or anything like that, reach out to your salesperson and have a discussion with them. Say, hey, would this be good for me to get an upgrade? Again, there is nothing wrong with the current version of the All Sport Pro hardware set. It works fine, and it will be consistent for the life of what you can use it for. But if you say, hey, I'd love to try out the newest thing, right? We at Dectronics are always trying to innovate and always trying to make the things that we offer better. And so if you want to say, hey, I'd love to try out the new thing, you can absolutely reach out to our salespeople, and they'll probably reach out to me, and we'll have a discussion about saying, hey, you might be ready for this second version of All Sport Pro, or you know what, everything's working at your facility, maybe you're just okay for now, but maybe in the next venue you go to, or down the road, we will upgrade you. But for sure, reach out to your salesperson. There's going to be a lot of cool marketing coming out, I think, around this interface box. I know some of the things, not to put you guys on the spot, but the links that you'll attach to this episode will be really good to help illustrate what that's going to do for your venue.
There you go. Yeah, links are really easy. We can post those.
Yeah.
I'm kind of putting the cart before the horse there, but I think you guys got it.
Oh, yeah, we got it. This has been a lot of really good information today, Chris. Is there anything else that we haven't touched on that you feel like people should know about the All Sport Pro?
No, I think, you know, we're going to try to do our best to market what is upcoming with All Sport Pro. And like I said, there are so many things that we are dreaming of internally with All Sport Pro to say, hey, we're no longer limited to, you know, 64 buttons on a board. This is software now, right? And what can we do to connect to even more things? Maybe not just, the TV feed, but what if we could get something to a school's website, things like that, right? Things that we aren't necessarily working on today, but looking down the road, I think that allows us to look at so many different more options and features we can add to All Sport Pro. So definitely more to come on that. And it's definitely the platform that we're investing in going forward. But, maybe when we do have the next big thing, I'll be back on for what, my fifth time or something?
Yeah, there you go. Who's in the running? It's Chris. It's Mark Eisenstadt.
Those are really the most. Maybe Shannon Muchkinas.
Shannon Muchkinas is on.
I don't know if I want to be the top runner. I think people might be getting tired of this voice, but certainly there's so much to talk about that it's exciting to be on here.
Yeah, if you've always got something new or new improvements to the products that you're talking about today, that we'll always have you back to share more information.
I'll be back.
Yep. Yeah. Door's always open, Chris.
Right. We appreciate you coming on and sharing all about the All Sport Pro today and what we're doing with that product that you're looking after there. So thank you, and we'll hope to hear from you again soon, right?
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Dectronics Experience Podcast. Please subscribe at your favorite place to listen to podcasts to keep up with our latest episodes.